Blog Talk Radio.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels. Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hello, folks. Welcome on this fine Saturday afternoon. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And we are dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as discussing health benefits and ways to help the cause. I am your host, Audrey. I've been barefooting for practically my whole life, more so full-time, last, I'd say, 10-plus years. I'm here with my co-host, Phoenix. Say hello, Phoenix.
I've been barefooting for most of my life, too. You know, as a kid, most of us hated shoes.
Wow.
But I really didn't, like, actually start barefooting until 2020 during my senior year of high school. And then it just kind of just, I don't know, went from there. And now I rarely ever wear shoes. I don't know.
Right.
So maybe COVID coming was a good thing. Maybe be able to step back and just kind of find what was right for my body.
Right. And that's what, I mean, that's a big part of that time frame of your life anyway, is figuring out who you are and how you want to be. So it's just a good, and then having, you know, having an awesome aunt to show you the way,
that had to be helpful.
But, yeah, so we are, I've been stuck in a stinking boot for a couple weeks. They downgraded me to the shoe, so that's a little bit better, but it jacked my back up. But we are on the mend, so I've been trying my best to at least, do what I can. And then I know you mentioned you've still been shoddy getting rid of the shoes, but you come about because it's so cold, you were in socks at least.
So,
hey,
if you guys were listening last week, Audrey was talking about her foot injury. That's why she's talking about the boot. That way you guys weren't listening.
Don't drop chairs on your foot, folks.
Yeah. Technically, she was wearing a type of shoe when it happened,
I was at work, so I had to.
But last week, I was also talking about how, the cold is so much for my nerve issues. And part of why I like barefooting is because so much heat is released through your feet that, in the summer, it's perfect, And, it's kind of gross to say, but when I used to wear shoes, I had issues with athlete's foot because it was just too sweaty. My body temperature was all over the place. And, for me, with having chronic health issues, my body temperature reads heat and differently. Barefooting, in the summer helps people to have that even body temperature. And I think it's something that a lot of people don't even think of. Yes, it's better for my mobility, it's better for my pain, but it even helps with body temperature.
Mm-hmm. Which, being overheated can cause the pain to increase.
Yeah, it can
up the inflammation
and irritation and whatnot. But now that it's been getting colder, my body does react to colder more intensely, so it's been a little bit frustrating. So my solution to not wanting to wear shoes and it being too cold is just been going around wearing socks everywhere and making sure.
Which is still, in my opinion, it's a form of barefooting. It's just,
I mean, yeah, it's just there's no soul, and that's the thing. That's why I have such an issue with looking at, barefooting shoes, is because a lot of them still have a soul, and I just personally don't like that. I feel like it's limiting. I feel like it's just limiting of my mobility. It's limiting, and it can cause more issues.
You still move more naturally the way you're
supposed
to. You're not restricted by that.
I just make sure to wear socks that aren't slick. I'm not going to wear those, really fuzzy cotton wool socks that are going to, slide all over the place.
You
want to
do the slide while you're in your grocery shopping?
No, I'd rather not bust my butt, So I found that wearing socks helps, just make sure that they, are a little bit resistant to the slick, depending on where you're going. Mm-hmm. But I went into a local Halloween store. I went into Kroger. The kids that I watch, I picked them up from school in socks. And honestly, it's helped. It's helped with the cold. So if you're somebody like me that there's a temperature shock difference, is hard. And during the day, it's when the sun's out and it's hot, it's really not as bad. But here anyway, our mornings are 30 to 40 degrees.
Yeah,
and our evenings are about just as cold. And so that's what's been the trouble, is when the sun goes down. So wearing socks has helped a lot for me. So maybe if you have issues with temperature, but you're screw it, I don't want something that has a soul in it because it's too limiting for me, then try wearing socks. I know it sounds really stupidly simple, but I'm glad I did it. It seems a good in between, especially.
If it's not so cold, you have to break down four of the shoes. It helps you, and it helps you move more naturally, so you have less pain in general, but you have that some heat retention.
Mm-hmm. And it honestly makes me wonder about water resistant socks, because we have those barefoot shoes, we have stuff with soles, but a lot of us don't like soles.
Right.
So it's I want to look into seeing if there's waterproof socks that might help,
Totally. I've seen ads for stuff like that, but I never actually tried them myself, so I don't know how good or bad they are. I don't know. Sorry, I sketched one of your pictures at the same angle where we went on same vacation.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm getting distracted by visuals, friends.
Yeah.
Anywho,
Which actually, funny guy, you guys cannot see my wall where we're doing the show today, but you can't actually see my feet in one of the pictures, but one of the pictures on the wall, it's from when I was at the mall. It was my first time barefooting at the mall, and I took a picture with the light-up sign that says, you look great today, because at one of the entrances at the mall near me, they have a little sign. Mm-hmm. People take pictures of it. In that picture I printed out, you actually can't tell that I'm barefoot, but I have another picture where you can. I went with my partner and he took pictures, and it was a very good barefoot friendly experience.
Oh yeah,
everything. Nobody really cared. And when I was wearing my socks into the local Halloween store near me, nobody really said anything. Like, people noticed, especially this type of socks I was wearing, you could definitely tell they were socks. Mm-hmm. Nobody really said anything. And like, people noticed, but
it was a good experience there though, because like, I've never had a negative issue there.
Yeah. And so it's like, if you are scared to go out there and go into public and barefoot, I understand that. Like, we've all been there. It's natural, because, you know, in our society, we're told that it's wrong, it's dirty, it's weird, we must conform to the shoe society,
yeah,
or else we're going to fail or something, whatever.
Yeah.
And so those fears are totally understandable, but you have to remember, like, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. There are no store policies against it.
If anybody wants to say something, what are they going to do?
You're not
your
doing anything wrong.
Break the law? Cool beans.
Yeah, like, you're not breaking the law. If anything, them telling you to get out of there, or telling you that you can't be barefoot, or trying to push you on the issue, that's illegal. You
mm-hmm.
being there is not.
Exactly.
There's no shirt, no shoes, no service signs are illegal. They started as propaganda as a way to get people out of their stores.
Exactly.
Especially people,
and people
that
think if it's posted in a store, it must be true. No.
That's like saying everything on Facebook is true.
Right, say everything you read on the internet. It doesn't make it true. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Do your research.
And know that, okay, yes, people are entitled to have their opinions on barefooting, but they are not entitled to tell you what you can and cannot do when you're not breaking the law.
The only person who would tell me how to live my life is me.
Exactly. If you're not breaking the law, it does not matter. If you're not hurting anybody, it does not matter. Listen to yourself. Do what's right for you. You know, we can't let people's opinions bring us down, because we have to do what's right for us, for our bodies, for our minds, for our spirits, our mental health, whatever reason you barefoot for, that's what needs to matter. Not the opinions of people that don't care about you and don't think you deserve rights. Excuse me, why do you care about their opinion?
Right.
You know,
right.
It's about you and what makes you happy.
Well,
and
we
can't be bullied.
People have shown they clearly don't care about you.
Yeah. And you can't allow yourself to be bullied, because if you allow yourself to be bullied, you'll never be happy, because you're never listening to yourself. You know, and it's so easy to play into it. You know, it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'm not enough or whatever, because somebody said something mean to you. But people that lash out with their opinions like that, they don't care about you, you know, and it's not a reflection of you. It is a reflection of them, what they're going through, what they're feeling, their own negativity. It has nothing to do with you or what you're doing. You know, Audrey and I have had people make negative comments towards us for tattoos and dyed hair, but there are no laws against it. We're not hurting anybody. We're doing what we feel like doing, what's right for us. It's body autonomy. And barefooting is the same thing. Doing what is right for you, having autonomy of your body. You cannot care about other people's opinion and let them bully you out of going into public, let them bully you out of going into stores. Because if a place is open to the public, there are no laws or health codes against it in the entire United States. And if you are somebody that cares about your rights or cares about the rights of other people, then you cannot allow yourself to be bullied on this issue. Barefooting is a protected right, but if people are allowed to take that away from us and walk all over us, then who knows what could become of that right. You know, it is.
So they're only able to do that if you give them the right permission to do so.
Exactly. So we have to stand up for ourselves. We have to push back. We have to do what's right for us and cannot allow ourselves to be bullied.
Exactly.
And we'll never thrive.
Yeah. Oh, and it looks like we've got a call. I think they've been on here for a minute. I think I know who it is. Let me check. Hold on, folks. I am getting now distracted as always. Everyone who's ever listened knows it's nothing new. Let me see if my doodad one. Come on. Hello there.
Hello.
How are you? Is that you, Bruce?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome. Sorry, I'm going to do our intro first.
I'm not arguing. I didn't want to spend the whole show with you because I don't know how busy you are today on here, but I haven't been on in a little while. I figured I might want to come in and say hi for a few minutes.
Yeah, you're totally fine.
So since we last talked, and I'll probably take over for a few minutes here if I just want to make sure we get the message.
I'll give you that. You're good.
So we're at the point now where after 7 years, and last week, actually last Saturday, was our 7-year anniversary of Barefoot is Legal. So it's taken us 7 years to get to the point where we're now finally getting funded monthly, and Facebook is sponsoring this. So I talked to them a few months ago, and they're offering up to $30,000 a month for traffic on our business page. So I've been trying to get everybody to look at the business page, and especially the reels. That's a different thing. So the reels are video clips that are a minute or under, and we get paid for the views. And,
see, I wanted to ask you a question about that, actually. Can I ask you a quick question about that? Because I was going to the business page, and I can't tell how do you tell what's a reel and not.
Pretty much if you see a video that's less than a minute, and you can guess that it's been uploaded as a reel. And if one of them gets enough traffic, then it goes out to the other reels that people see. So if we can generate the traffic in the page, then guess what? It will be considered a viral video, and then it will go out to the public.
Gotcha. Okay.
So
thank you for that. I was trying to figure that one out.
We might make, I don't know if it's a nickel or 10 cents or whatever it is, for every time somebody looks at that.
Okay.
So you out there watching a 30-second video clip funds us. And the way I look at it is that I don't want to have to ask everybody for money. I hate asking for money. I will do it because I'm the president and it's my job. But I don't want to sit back and just not do anything for our organization because we are not bringing money in. So if Facebook offers us an opportunity to make money and all we have to do is look at videos on our business page, then I want to see people do that. It's stuff that we all should be doing anyway. We all should be supporting the organization. And I had somebody get mad at me today that how come all you're doing is you're asking for money? None of the other groups that have 2,000 members or whatever it is, they don't ask for money, but you do. Why are you so worried about money? Well, I've been at this 7 years, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are allowed to solicit funds. We are considered a professional organization that has to do the same 990 tax forms as every other nonprofit in the United States. We are just as legitimate as everyone else.
Right.
And that professionalizes us. And all your other, like, 1,800 member groups or 900 member groups, the reason why they don't ask for money is because they did not put forth the money and the effort and the resources to form a 501c3 nonprofit. They're not out
right.
there doing interviews or health fairs or anything like that. We're not a
right.
Def Leppard fan club or a coffee club on Facebook. We are an official nonprofit organization designed to spread awareness of what we do. And if you're offended
mm-hmm.
by trying to raise awareness and doing health fairs and getting advertising for our mission, then you might be in the wrong group. And I hate saying that, but if it's beneath you to watch a 30-second video to help us get more of our word out there, then maybe we're not right for you.
Right. No, I agree with
that. But this is all stuff we should be doing anyway. If we have a 30-second clip and I'm asking for 1,000 to 2,000 people to look at it, then I don't see anything wrong with that. These are 30-second clips. I'm not making everybody watch a two-hour trilogy every day. But if
right.
you could take 30 seconds and watch a commercial for us basically every day or 4 days a week or whatever I do, then if we're getting funded for that, I would rather ask you to watch a clip than to say, hey, can I get $5 a month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so many people spend so much time on social media nowadays, especially like my age group.
Right.
And so taking 30 seconds out of your day to, or even out of your week to watch a clip that helps support us, then that's, yeah, like 30 seconds out of
yeah.
the 6 hours you may spend on the internet a day, that's nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if that is something that can give money and support to a very important nonprofit like this, then do it. Because people don't realize that nonprofits, yeah, they don't take, nonprofits
yeah.
don't take any of the profit.
We're funded by
the but there are operation costs, especially nowadays, you know, to promote anything on Facebook or Instagram, you have to have money. You have to pay to promote. You have to pay for mailing costs to get letters out. You have to pay for traveling costs if you're doing like health fairs and things. Those are operational costs. It's not
yeah.
going into anybody's pocket. It is ultimately fueling the organization. So just to kind of reiterate what Proof is saying, just watch these 30-second videos. Support it. It takes 30 seconds out of your day, especially if you're somebody in my age group listening that I know spends 4 to 6 hours at least on the internet a day. Take those 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at Barefoot is Legal or Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram and support us, but especially with Facebook because that's where the funding opportunities are coming from. 30 seconds. That's all it takes, to a minute maybe, you know?
Yeah,
and
a couple of them. That'd be helpful.
Yeah, sorry not to take over, but it is important. I think more people need
well,
to
I don't care as long as it's about this. That I just wanted to share the importance of this because people are upset that I'm doing 3 or 4 reels a week, and it's like, well, the goal is
mm-hmm.
not just to talk to the same 200 people that post once a month. The goal is
right.
to not just get thousands and thousands of members involved, but we want to reach out to the general public. I my goal, and I'm not saying that the members are worthless. They're not. They are a basically the foundation of what we have. But the goal
right.
is to always be reaching out for new people, because without new people, we don't grow as an organization. So we have to constantly get out there and get our message across. And if we're
right.
not doing that, then we're failing. And I'm
yeah.
not one of those that's willing to rest and say, if somebody's interested, they'll come. And that's what
yeah.
separates us from every other organization. Us, just the business, not just the business page, just the group alone, forget the business page, just the group alone, you could take every one of those other niche markets that tries to compete with us, and we are larger than all of them combined on just the
yeah.
Facebook group. And that's
mm-hmm.
and people say, well, that's because you advertise and you promote it. Well, yeah, duh,
exactly.
that's the idea. You're
exactly.
supposed to
that's
be Go ahead.
No, I was just saying exactly, though, that's the point, is that's why we do the advertising and the reaching out, is to grow the group and the awareness. It's not a me-seeker group. It's a, you know, educational, informational awareness spreading group.
And if people don't know, they're not told, they don't hear it, they don't see it on social media, they're not going to know.
Exactly.
Because so many people in my own life, I've had to explain barefooting their rights to, because they don't know. And it's not even necessarily hateful or that they're ignorant. They genuinely just don't know that it's legal.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, couldn't you get in trouble?
No.
But also, yes, we want to get our information out to barefooters, obviously. But getting the information out where people who aren't barefooters are seeing it and still being educated, and they can still see, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, it's not illegal, while still, even if that's not their choice, even if they don't want to be barefoot, if they're still being educated on it, that still helps us in our cause. Because when people who do prefer shoes are also educated on it, it makes our lives so much easier, because we're so much more accepted
and understood.
Exactly. And so it's not even just about reaching barefooters, it's about reaching everybody, so everybody knows this is a choice. Respect it.
A valid choice.
There are people that would love to hear about us. They just never have. And it's not that they are officially one of us, but they are one of those that wear those cheap flip-flops that are as thick as two pieces of newspaper held on by a hair tie, and they did not know that we exist. So just the fact of hearing that we exist, they might be interested. And if I go to a health fair, a big health fair that might reach 200,000 people might cost me $2,000 for the weekend, but because I'm a nonprofit, I can get the booth at half price, but it'll cost me $1,000. And because we don't have a product necessarily, except $50 a year memberships, that $1,000 is going to be a loss. And of course, I have to have flyers, I have to have tables, I have to make sure the booth looks nice, I have to make sure the booth is banned, so I might have to fly somewhere, and all that costs money. There is no such thing as a courtesy plane ride, because I run a nonprofit. So all of that taken into consideration.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just don't think people realize, like, how expensive operational costs are, you know?
Yeah, nonprofit just means we don't make a profit. It doesn't mean we don't have to spend money.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, though, that Facebook offered us $30,000 for the traffic, and then $30,000 for the reels, plus there's bonuses.
Okay.
And so there are people that make legitimately $70,000 a month or more just on their social media on Facebook alone. So if we ever got to a point where we're raising five figures a month, I'll go to the board and see if I can request a salary to make this my full-time job, so I could finally start traveling and doing stuff. And I feel it would be justified not to. By the way, if I give myself over $50,000 a year, I have to fill out a special form for the IRS, and they are really going to scrutinize us. So obviously I have salaries under that. But if we're making $20,000 a month, we're going to need employees. And honestly, not to toot my own horn, but I'm the founder. I know our product better than anyone else. If you take a poll and ask what one person in the organization do you want representing Barefoot as Legal as a paid employee, I'm the subject matter expert more than anybody else. I'm not saying either of you are not, but...
Yeah.
I know more than anyone else about our day-to-day operations, and I need training. You probably want me out there doing the discussions instead of I don't know who else there is. There might be somebody better. I hope there is.
Yeah.
I'd like to have more people doing this kind of stuff, but right now there isn't.
Yeah. But as the founder of an organization that's been running for 7 years, you know, you understand the operations and the day-to-day, how to keep promoting barefoot is legal better than anybody. But that still can, you know, once we get so big, there may be other training definitely needed to be able to help make this a huge organization.
Which he would most likely do.
Exactly,
you know?
Which I have faith in that you will. But people just need to understand that, like, you know, watching a 30-second clip to help us get thousands of dollars from Facebook, you know, as their way to give back to nonprofits is a simple way to help propel this group.
Exactly.
And help make that a reality.
And if you're a part of this group and you really believe in the message, I mean, literally, it's asking for 30 seconds to a minute of your time really that much to help.
Oh, there
you
are
know.
People in the group that are upset I'm asking, so I can instead say, can you give me $5?
I mean,
I don't
want to
do that, but I can't sit here and not do anything anymore. I've busted my butt 40-plus hours a week on this group for 7-plus years, and I'm not saying we're not getting anywhere, but it takes time to build, and we're getting there, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity, and I want to maximize what we're doing. I 100% believe in what we're doing and want to be there to make sure that we achieve it. Most businesses and nonprofits are included in this. There's either a power struggle, which there was previously, or that comes into a situation of finances just not being there, and we made it. Now, our goal, in order to get what we need, in order to gain acceptance, we're going to need a minimum of 1 million people in our business page and probably 250,000 people in the group with 100,000 being active. So we're about 10% there.
Okay.
We're about 10% the goal, and that's hard enough. But if we can get ourselves to 20% the goal, then maybe instead of getting $400 a month from Facebook, we might get $700 or $800 a month. Or maybe we get $2,000 a month. It just builds. And like I said, the money's not going to me. We have to get the operation going. Salaries come last. Salaries are when everything is running to the point where you physically need employees.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I do this. We don't get paid for this. We're doing this, you know, to again, to help further the group. It's our contribution
to be
able to.
Hey, you're lucky. You're just breaking even. I'm the one that has to spend money, or at least I did. Now I could just charge it to, I bought envelopes recently, and I'm like, yeah, I can pay for this now with the Barefoot is Legal debit card. I don't even have to use money out of my own pocket, and that's just a good feeling that I can actually use this money from Facebook to buy tools to better assist us. And I want to look at more cartooning ideas because I like doing, if you ever saw The Broccoli Man, I like doing those, but they don't have any Barefoot characters on there. So I have to go outside of that to find another. There is another company that does have Barefoot characters. And I'll have to probably purchase that, which I will. I want to. Everybody out there can make their own reels. If you can send us a clip less than 60 seconds, I can put it on our Facebook reels. And if something goes viral, if your video gets 2 million hits out there and we earn a few $100s for it, I will pay you a portion of that. I'm not going to just give you $20, but if you help us make $500, I'll break off something proper. I'm not afraid of doing that.
Right.
But we have to get there. And right now, I've had memes that have gone mega stupid viral to the point where we've been on TV and other radio stations have shared what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get there, we'll talk, but we need to get there.
Right.
Yeah, I told you, Audrey, on the Instagram as well, and you know that, if you create something that brings us a ton of money, then we're going to say, hey, thank you for that. And I can't wait to finally get to that point. We're just getting our money through regular traffic right now with nothing special.
Right.
Which
right.
is fine.
Yeah. Yeah,
somebody out there went to a farmer's market that is part of our Barefoot is Legal team already. I can afford right now to, like Audrey, if you said there's a health fair in Dayton, there's a farmer's market where I could set up for $25, can you pay for a banner and pay for a couple weeks of me being there? I can look at that and say, yes, we can afford that.
Right. Yeah, I just need to find some that I can do. Or find another member.
I'm thinking springtime is when we're really going to be able to do things. So now I can look at health fairs and I can maybe, depending on the price, I might be able to see what it is that we can afford. But we have to look just as professional in our booth as everybody else.
Yeah. Right, especially since barefooting has such a stigma of, oh, this is unprofessional.
Being dirty, ugly, hippie.
Yeah, you have to project that professionalism so much more strongly to get that respect from people.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people just discredit, you're unprofessional. No, what's unprofessional is your attitude. Not my bare feet.
Exactly. I've never once, like I said before, I've never once called a call center and been like, okay, well, you can help me, but are you wearing shoes?
Yeah, and so many people
I don't care. It's about how you talk to me. It's how you talk to people. It's not about what you're wearing.
One of my friends isn't even a barefooter, and she does her entire job barefoot because she works from home.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody is calling and be like, are you wearing shoes? She works for a health agency, so she works with traveling nurses and getting them hooked up with places all over the country, like places in Florida, San Diego, all over the place.
Right.
And none of those nurses are going to be like, okay, but are you wearing shoes? They're like, girl, hook me up. I want to get out of here. They like traveling opportunities with their jobs. That's what they care about. They're not saying, you have shoes on. So... And I think it's funny.
Oh, what's funny is that if you worked in a call center, that would be one of the first things they stress over.
Yeah. Toad, close
heel.
Yeah.
I had a friend who worked in an in-person call center, and they were very uptight about that. But now having friends that were, one of the same friends that they were very uptight, and this isn't the same friend I was just mentioning, but one of my friends who worked at a call center was very uptight. During her pregnancy, she started working from home during COVID, and no issues. She'd be barefoot and do whatever she wanted at home, but she was doing the exact same job, and she was doing the exact same efficiency.
Oh, footwear doesn't have an effect on my job performance, does it?
Yeah, and it does not affect their workability at all, just like it doesn't affect my workability. And working with...
but like you said, we do have to be more quote unquote
put on in every other aspect, make it look like we're more professional simply because we don't have
shoes.
And like working basically as a nanny, you know, picking kids up from school, teachers and other parents will look like, oh, you're wearing socks, or you're completely barefoot, because I wore socks yesterday to pick them up because it was cold enough to me that I was like, I need a little bit of warmth, but, you know, screw the shoes.
Yeah.
And so people always look, but the guy whose kids I watch has never made a comment about me not wearing shoes. I rarely have them on when I'm around him. But I make sure the kids have their shoes when they go into school, and I make sure they have them when they actually need them. So, like, outside of school, when I have them during the summer, being barefoot would also help me know what is too much for them. If we were getting out of the car at a park and I knew I could feel that the ground, because they don't like wearing shoes anymore than I do most of the time.
Right.
And so for me, being able to feel the ground in the summer when it was
going
to
burn
over 95 degrees, I could feel it. And it got to the point where the summer where I could walk on concrete up to about 100 degrees and black asphalt. But for me, I would always make sure that they're shoes because I can't carry them all across the parking lot.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, it's too toasty. Put your shoes on. And then when they get over the grass and even the mulch, they were fine without shoes. They could take them off. And so I feel like barefooting helps me know better, like, what is safer for them. That helps me in my job. And even you have talked about working with kids at a daycare center. There are times that barefooting has helped you be able to put their safety.
Well, Well, that's how we figured out that, like, they were, why, and no one could figure out what they were fussing outside that time. And it still was like, it's because this AstroTurf stuff is scorching. It's hot. It's burning their little legs. Like,
and you're the only one that wanted to take your shoes off and see how hot it was.
Yeah, no one else was like, you know, dared to do
it. Let me ask you, Audrey, how long are you in your little boot thingy there?
I'm technically out of the boot, and they've moved me to a shoe. So probably another week or two because, I have to have a CT scan. We don't know why I still can't move two of my toes. I really did a number on it this time.
Probably.
So unsure, honestly, at the moment. We're not 100%. How long it'll be.
Once you're up and running, I have some ideas for Facebook Reels, and I was going to see if you'd be willing to be a participant.
Okay. Probably.
Yeah, as long as you get that ugly shoe off.
Yeah, right? It's nasty. I hate it.
I couldn't imagine.
You'll have to either call me or email me about those ideas, though, too. Or unless they're quick, you can talk about them.
Well, you and I can discuss on a phone call. It's no big deal. It's just I'm in a wrap on my right foot for another probably 4 to 6 weeks. With me. It's no secret that I don't know what it is food-wise I'm allergic to, but there are things that I eat that trigger little fissures on my body. So I had an issue the day after my birthday, or maybe it was a few days after. It might have been a week. It was a week after. It was Tuesday, the 27th of September, where I woke up. I had a big ulcer, like, on my knee and on the bottom of my foot, and I woke up. I had Parkinson's for 5 hours, and I was home by myself, so I was shaking. I was barely able to talk. It took me like 5 minutes to be able to dial the phone number to my job to call in sick. And the second I hung up the phone, I threw up for a half hour, and I had it coming out everywhere. And then I just took a nap for 21 hours. I missed my show. And now I have this, the knee finally healed last week, and now I'm probably in a wrap for another month on my foot because of it.
Yikes.
So
and I'm not sure
me doing physical reels of me barefoot in a store, nobody wants to see a wrap asking what happened to your foot.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man, that sounds up. Do they have any idea what food it was so you can avoid it? Or?
Wish I knew.
Right.
Because I had minor issues yesterday after eating an organic salad from Jason's Deli, so I don't know. I've been fighting this for like 6 years.
Ugh, that's awful. That's the worst when they don't know what.
I've been taking digestive enzymes recently. That hasn't been helping. I'm running low on ideas. I've been to many doctors. I probably know more than the doctors do, and I can't describe what it is enough because doctors don't understand. There's no medication for this, so they don't understand what it is that I have.
Right.
Yeah, and it would be helpful if you could figure out how to avoid it because I'm sure that's created a bit of a barrier for barefooting in some ways, having a giant sore on the bottom of your foot.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes they're on my knees, my elbows, my fingers. And, like, I got a minor one on one of my fingers right now, and it's just hard to promote the barefoot lifestyle when people are asking, well, how healthy are you? And it's not that I'm not healthy, but something I eat triggers, and it's different things. Like, it could be a hamburger from grass-fed beef one day. The next day, like I said, I ate at Jason's Deli and had a salad, and I messed up. It's hard to say.
Obviously, I'm not a doctor, but there could be, like, a certain acid in all those foods, because I knew somebody that had a similar reaction, and it was like a like an acidic component that's found across many different types of foods that she was allergic to. So maybe it could be like that.
I've charted previously what I've eaten and gave a synopsis of what happened after, just trying to see if there's a pattern.
Yeah. That's crazy. I hope you get it figured out.
I mean, I knew somebody, she was allergic to magnesium, and so, like, after it took them a while to figure it out, and once they found out, they're like, you got to cut so, like, half of everything out of your diet.
Right.
You can't have certain water at that point, because a lot of waters do have magnesium in them.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but what you were saying, too, about promoting barefoot, the barefooting proof, and you'll be like, oh, well, how healthy are you? I just want to add, it's crazy to me, though, that people assume that barefooting has to be the problem rather than it being the solution.
Oh,
because for someone like me and Audrey that have chronic health issues, I am technically disabled. I have handicapped parking. I walk with a cane most of the time. And barefooting is one of the only things that has made a true significant difference.
Yeah.
Like, that helps. Like, because especially at my age, they're like, well, we don't want to give you medication. It could mess with your hormones. It could mess with this. It could mess with blah, 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 blah. And so, you know, as somebody, I'm about to be 21, and I've been dealing with all of these issues for 10 years, maybe longer now.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're telling you for so long, oh, well, your age, you're so young, you do have to find natural ways of treating things when doctors are telling you, well, we can't help you because of your age. Well, that doesn't change what I'm going through. So finding barefooting has been a significant difference. I move better. It's physically safer for me in the way my body moves. Shoes cause so many different issues.
So much restriction.
And so it's like barefooting has made a huge significance in my life and in Audrey's life.
Barefooting is not the problem. Barefooting is the health
it's a solution. And it's a solution for so many people like us. I swear it even helps with my mental, emotional health.
Oh, my God,
I think clearly. But also, too, you know, when something is creating issues for you physically, we forget how much that affects your mental health. And so even just the physical pain, mobility-related benefits of barefooting helps my mental health, let alone the feelings of you just feel freer in general when you're barefoot. And, you know, I've started recommending it to people that have mental health issues, even if it's not something they do in their everyday life, that it's something they try when they're getting those overstimulated, anxious moments.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, it's often a solution, but so many people are quick to jump and be like,
for neurodivergents like myself, like, it's very, for my sensory awareness, it's very beneficial for me to feel, I feel safer just in general when I don't have them on.
Audrey, and you know this by now, that a lot of it is just people are afraid of what other people say. So they have not, they have not heard our side before. They've just heard the other side. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why promoting us is so important.
And that's why I'm so vocal wherever I go, whether it be here on the show or even just in the middle of the candy aisle at the grocery store. Like, I'm not quiet about it. And if somebody asks, you know, and that's what it's going to take, is people speaking up and standing up for it, which is my whole goal, you know, which is why I agreed to do this show in the first place, you know, when I let people, even that I'm close to, know that I do this, and it helps, I think, bring in some traffic and awareness, because the only thing that's going to help us is being vocal and making sure folks are aware. And too many people think they need to be quiet and they can just be part of the background. I'm like, well, who's that helping?
And when
okay,
you,
so you know it for yourself, but mm-hmm. who's that going to help if you're not going to willing to share it, if you're too embarrassed to share? People think, you're afraid people think you're poor, I've heard. I'm like, okay, so go buy a $3,000 suit. Nobody can accuse you of being poor then.
And the thing, too, is you don't even have to just spread awareness through social media, just through conversations. And I think
mm-hmm.
people are so afraid to bring it up in conversations. But there are times where when I meet new people, especially people that, you know, if they start having more of a role in my life, you know, I eventually
mm-hmm.
explain to them my barefootness very soon, you know, was it. You know, because I'm not, and if people don't ask, I'm not going to explain it to everybody in every situation because I don't deserve anybody an explanation, you know.
You don't owe anybody?
You know, I don't owe anybody, sorry.
You're good.
An explanation. But you'd be surprised how many people, when you just bring it up and you talk about it and you explain it to, they're like, oh, that's cool, even if they're not interested in it, but how many people they can quickly wrap their brain around it.
Yeah.
But also, I have found a lot
of
people.
Is that, say you're wearing a hat and somebody says, why aren't you wearing shoes? And you can come back and say, well, why aren't you wearing a hat?
Exactly. But I've also met people too that just from talking to them, they're like, oh my gosh, it's so cool. And then you find out too that they're interested in aspects of barefooting, whether it's just nature hiking or for their mental health, they've found benefits from it. And you'd be surprised how many people are also into it.
Right, right.
Or,
yeah, there's a lot more people interested in who actually do it. Like, it's, cause
mm-hmm.
see, again, like we've said, people think they're not allowed or they're worried about what people are going to say, think, or do, that, like, they just don't even try.
Well, and a lot of people, even if they're not open to it, a lot of people are waking up and realizing how pharmaceuticals have done us wrong as a nation, and also how we've been undermined and how so many doctors gaslight patients.
And forgetting that shoes is a business itself.
Yeah.
There's billions of dollars in shoes.
And
so of course, there's advertising everywhere.
Yeah. And a lot of people are already questioning their mental
health. If even 10% of our people were able to bring in three people a
mm-hmm.
year, look at how
right.
fast we would grow. So that's what it takes. We just, mm-hmm. if all people did, was reach out to a few people and just share.
Exactly.
If you share something in relation to health or driving laws, if you have 1,900 friends on your Facebook list or Instagram list and you share an article, what, two people are going to get offended, but 19 will say, that's cool, where can I get information? I'm not worried about those two people that are haters.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Those are just bullies, and
that's just
the trash
taking itself out.
Yeah. You can't play into bullying, honestly. You just got to do what's right for you and keep spreading the message. No, even if you're just a listener who, you know, doesn't really work for the Barefoot is Legal in a way, but just cares about the group, you can't allow yourself to be bullied. You have to share and you have to talk and you have to communicate. And,
Yeah,
sorry, I lost my train of thought, but yeah, you,
yeah,
you
I had somebody that said that, yeah, I talk about going barefoot, but I don't talk about any specific group. Well, then, I'm not saying that it's pointless, but the thing is that you want people to be able to read stuff when you leave them. Just saying, I go barefoot, and you should too, that's not
right.
the same. You have to make sure that know where to read information on their own, because if people find out there's a nonprofit that of what we do, that's a lot more important than saying, yeah, I go barefoot, you should too. Then that's not meaningful.
Well, that's what I always tell people. Oh, I actually do help host the radio show for Barefoot is Legal. And then I explain, like, oh, yeah, and there's actually no laws or health codes against it. But especially when people have tried to tell me that it's wrong, after I give them my spiel about how there's no laws or health codes against the United States, I'm not breaking any laws. If anything, you're breaking the law. I, you know, there's no health policy against it. And I always say, I'm not going to be bullied, but if it's going to be such a big issue, I'll go elsewhere because I'm not going to give money to people that don't respect me and are breaking the law. And then at the end, I always add, look it up. You can go to barefootislegal.org or you can just look it up.
Just do a quick Google search on barefooting in public.
Exactly. And I'm sure very few have because they always roll their eyes, you know, so people are just
like, oh, you're going to make work for me.
Yeah. And some people, you know, they're just set in their ignorant ways. They don't care. But I at least try to put it out there, you know.
Right, right. Always. I've actually got, like I said before, there's actually people at my work now, like, quoting, and I'll hear them go, well, you know, barefoot is legal. I'm just like, yes.
My friends are so quick to say things. Mm-hmm. But, and one thing I do want to bring up real quick, too, is as much as non-barefooting friends or even friends that may only barefoot in small situations, we don't barefoot all the time in public.
Right.
As much as they try to be supportive as they are and as quick as they are to step up for you if somebody says something direct, they don't pick up on all the subtleties, the microaggressions, the negative attitudes, the nasty looks. They're not aware of it. And so there are times where, like, after we leave a place, I could be in the car with a friend, and I'll be like, oh, my God, that was so annoying. And they're like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm explaining it to them. And they're just like, oh, I didn't even notice that. I didn't pick it up.
Because you weren't receiving that same energy.
Exactly. And so even when they want to support, they want to help, they'd be quick to stand up for you in a, like, conflict or an altercation, they still just don't see it. You know, they don't live with it, so they don't see it.
Yeah.
If it's not, you know, a lot of time, if it's not directed at us, we can be really blind to pick up on things. And that goes for a lot of people. So I'm not saying that there's anything against my non-barefooting friends that they're stupid or just oblivious. That's not what I'm saying at all. But it is frustrating because until you barefoot, like, you don't pick up on it.
Yeah.
And so that is definitely a frustration. But at the same time, I never let myself be bullied when I pick up on it. I have gone, and I don't have anything against people that are conservative necessarily, but I went to a conservative area where a lot of them really look down on barefooting.
Mm-hmm.
And me and a friend had gone into a coffee shop, and that was an example of after we left, I was just like, ugh. And she was like, what are you talking about? You know, and I explained it to her, but I wasn't going to allow myself to be bullied by all these people that wanted to stare, kind of be like, and whisper to each other while I was in line, because she had ordered before while I was in the bathroom, so she wasn't even in line with me, so she's not standing there with me, hearing behind me, where her shoes, oh my gosh, or, you know, from people, and so, yes, you know, you do get that, but you can't let yourself be bullied. You still just have to ignore it and do what's right for you. But it is still frustrating because, you know, people want to be allies when they care about you and they respect you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's always going to be those annoying things that they're not going to see, but know that your experience is still valid, even if nobody else is picking up on it. That doesn't mean you're crazy. It's still happening. Yeah. And so I think it's something important to bring up too, because sometimes when we talk about these things, people are like, oh, well, you're just anxious. You care what people think. No, I don't. I don't care what people think. That's why I was still in there. That's why I still did it. That's why I stood up for myself when I had to, when altercations, conflict does arise directly. That's why I stand my ground and I don't hide that I'm barefoot despite other people saying things. That's why I hold my head up high. You know, I don't allow myself to be shamed. It's because I don't care what people think.
That doesn't mean it's not real, too, is to help encourage those that would be too concerned, you know, be there for and give tips, like I said before, tips, tricks, and information, you know, to deal with conflict when it comes. I don't ever say if it comes, because it will come. It, to me, to this day, still comes. You got to learn how to handle it.
But also, when you're more confident and you just have that demeanor of I refuse to be bullied, regardless of what confidence looks like on you, because we're all different. We all present ourselves in different ways.
Yeah.
When you still just show up as like, this is who I am, who cares? I'm not doing anything wrong, you know?
Right.
People are less likely to mess with
you. I've popped out before. I got some business cards when I joined the VIP group myself. Mm-hmm. And I've before been like, this was just actually a couple weeks ago, someone was trying to come at me. I was like, oh, hold on, I have something for you.
And I pulled one of the business cards out, and I was like, I really have to go and do my shopping, but here you go. And I passed it to him and walked away. They're like, I hear my, what the heck is this? I said, look it up.
Yeah.
Whether or not they did, I don't know. But I wasn't about to waste my energy on
them. Yeah, you're like, I'm a busy lady. I'm living
like,
my life.
I got four kids. I
got to
get stuff done. That's just ain't happening. So, yeah.
But you still gave him a card and was like, hey.
And I was nice about it.
Yeah.
As friendly as I could be, anyway.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I only bring that up to show that, like, your experiences are valid. If you are getting negative, you know, energy from other people, negative things being said, and nobody else is picking up on it, like, that is real, that is valid.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let it scare you out of barefooting. For me, I use it as fuel to my fire to keep talking about it, to keep being proud about it, to keep going to public, even when I don't want to, because sometimes you don't want to deal with people.
I think it just encourages me more. If you want to, I'm kind of always been like an off-the-wall
mm-hmm.
kind of person. You coming at me in a negative way just as encourages me more and tells me
mm-hmm.
I'm doing what I should be doing. Because it's bothering somebody that I'm not breaking any laws or rules, but they want me to be,
yeah.
if that makes sense.
Well,
like,
and, like, even in high school, like, you know, I would always deal with boys that wanted to be bullies
mm-hmm. and whatnot. And I would always be the one to stand up for somebody, especially when I went to the career center. I didn't know these people, but there were, I didn't know those people, but if you're going to be a jerk or be a bully, I'm going to stand up for somebody and do what I know is right. And so for me, you know, they wanted to call me names. The most appropriate one that they called me that I can say on here is the devil.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, you're right, I am. I'm the devil, I'm this, I'm that. Because, and to me, like when guys use derogatory words towards me anymore, to me, it is, in a way, it is empowering because you're mad because I'm not going to be walked all over. You're mad because I'm not going to let you walk all over somebody else. You're right. I'm the devil. I'm going to go cry about it. Okay. You know, to me, it is fuels my fire that I am doing what is either, you know, just right, standing up for somebody, or with barefooting, I'm doing something that's right for me.
It bothers you enough to insult me. It must be right.
Exactly. It shows that I do need to stand up. I need to be louder when I am trying to stand up for other people or I'm doing what's right for myself. And if that is a problem to you, that offends you so much, that shows that I need to be louder about it. I need to be more.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said earlier.
I will
never be quiet about it. I will never.
And so you just kind of have to use, like, the haters or whatever you want to call them as your validation, your fuel, the fuel to your fire. Because every time I've ever had a negative interaction, altercation, whatever,
sometimes I can leave that and, you know, your energy just feels off, even if you didn't react, you know, and
mm-hmm.
give them what they wanted, which was a reaction. You get to your car and you're like, oh, I have all this energy, all this frustration. It messes with your energy. It does. You know, whether you're a spiritual person or not, your mental energy even, it messes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I have to take a second to let it go, get myself back to where I need to be. But afterwards, I always leave it being like, okay, well, what do I need to do now to fix this? Because this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm so upset about this interaction, if I'm so frustrated with being disrespected, then I have to be louder. I have to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so instead, and people want you, they're being negative like this, they want you to be scared. They want to scare you into conforming just like they were taught. Most people that are hateful like that, it's because they were raised to fear being barefoot. They were raised to
fear
conform.
Different.
Exactly. And that's a lot of what it is. And that may not necessarily be true for everybody against barefooting, that they're afraid of everything different, you know, but there are still a lot of people, even if they think and believe that they're accepting people, they can actually not be accepting because they don't realize that they have all this projected fear towards barefooting that's now impacting the way that they talk to me or other barefooters. And so you have to remember that this is coming from a place of fear. And for barefooters, we're about breaking limitations, breaking down fear, and that can be on a physical level, but most of it is mental, breaking past those fears that, and fear is connected to conformity. That's why people do it.
Yeah.
You just have to push back from that fear and not allow yourself to be scared. People only have whatever power over you that you give to them.
So it's like we have to, you just have to push back and be like, no, I'm not putting up with this.
Yeah.
I'm doing what's right for me. And if that makes you a jerk or the devil or whatever else they want to call you, who cares?
They're like, okay, and?
You know?
Like, how dare you find out my real name? But, I don't know, yeah. You good? Sorry.
It's just, there's a lot more to barefooting than people think.
Right. Well, I'm always one, like I said, I've never been one to be quiet when I see something wrong, and I've just always never liked shoes, never liked bullies, never liked doing what everybody else does. So, and knowing the fact that, like, that there are so many of us out here that do prefer whatever our reasons are, spiritual, mental, physical reasons for barefooting, there's more of us out there than people think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more people out there that want to but don't think they can. And that's why, again, we need to, you can't be quiet. I'm all the time talking, well, go check out Barefoot is Legal or Google barefooting, you know.
Yeah.
Just do a quick search. It'll pop us up, I promise you. We'll be on the top of the page.
Well, and most of the people that I've actually met that are into barefooting, whether it's something they do on a regular basis or it's something they only like to do for during like times of spiritual, during spiritual times or during nature hikes, which often can be spiritual for them, depending on the person. All of these people that I've met, none of them I've met through Barefoot is Legal.
Right.
And some of them actually, you know, I had one that already knew of the organization, but it's given me an opportunity to tell more people, like, oh, did you know this organization exists? I'm actually, like, one of the hosts for the radio show.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, really? Cool. And, it's just so simple, like, how many people may not even know about it, but they're into barefooting.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't even realize organizations like this already exist.
Yeah, like, and we're the only actual 501c3 for it, too. So, like, yeah, there's groups and there's clubs, but, like, we're actually here to...
But, I mean, even on Facebook, they don't realize. And I think, too, because of just, like, fetishism and how the stigma...
They've been given a bad rap with this.
Yeah, and the stigma that all barefooting is fetishistic or whatever, it makes a lot of people not even look into other barefooting groups because they assume all is going to be sexual.
Let me jump in. I've been on the sidelines too long here. So I honestly, I don't hear that all that often. So mostly it's just that people have been told their whole life that it's wrong, which might be why those crazies come in. But as a whole, it's just that we have been misstereotyped. And I'm not afraid to go out there and say what I do. And when you're sharing the health benefits and such, that it's all about being professional, which is why when you have an organization as a nonprofit, that professionalizes it. So everything that we do here is all about making it family-friendly and professional. It's just that we have 60 years of social stigma to fight, so that is what we're up
to. Trust me, some of the messages being received, especially when you're female, will tell you.
Yeah, I think a lot of
I get some of those too, but they're easy to block.
Yeah. No.
How is our Instagram going, by the way?
It's going well, as far as I can tell. Most of the people, honestly, it's all mostly friendly. If they start trying to be derogatory, I nip that in the bud. But, I've had folks find me.
Members and stuff. So you're still posting consistently and such?
Yeah, I think so.
Have the reels been making their way over to Instagram, too? I don't know if they're set to that.
What is it?
Are the Instagram reels making it over to... Are the Facebook reels making it over to Instagram?
I haven't. Well, that's what I was asking earlier about being able to tell a Facebook reel so I can share those because they don't automatically pop up on Instagram now.
All right, because I was trying to merge them.
Yeah, I can. Well, I have it to where if I go on, when I share something, I can share it to Facebook too from Instagram, but I don't know if it's...
Right now, I don't think the apps have it the other way around, but you can with Instagram share it automatically to Facebook.
Which is, yeah, I do that, but I haven't...
Right now, I don't know if Facebook has an option to automatically share it to Instagram.
But I can save
the... if you could take our reels and put them on there, that would help.
That's what I was saying I'll do. Yeah, I can save them from. Well, that's what I was asking earlier about how to tell, because sometimes it's like it'll take me to a different website if I click on something. So I'm like, okay, well, that's probably not it.
All right. Well, if you need a copy, just let me know and I'll just send it over to you.
All right, that works too. Yeah, because we'll get it and we'll get it on Instagram too for sure.
And if you have any ideas that you think might work for a reel, don't be afraid to tell me.
Okay.
Or it could just if it's a video longer than a minute, then we'll just put it on Rumble. That's all. Eventually, I'll move all of our shorts over to Rumble anyway. I just haven't uploaded them.
Right. And I think I can do videos up to 3 minutes on Instagram.
Okay.
No.
But I know the reels are 60 seconds and under. That's how we get paid.
Right.
So we can put the other videos on our site, and we'll get credit for that, but for the reels, that's different. So they're two separate things, and both of them are fine.
Right. Okay.
I know it's some business accounts.
I think we have to get 100,000 hours watched on Facebook to get a bonus, and right now we're at like 37 minutes, so we're not close.
We need to be at how many minutes?
Out of 100,000 hours, in order to get a bonus from Facebook, we're at 37 minutes on Reels for this month.
Okay. That's a lot of hours.
So we're not in the same time zone.
Barely.
Yeah, we're still getting money, but it's not what we have potential to get.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know how I am with office dress codes and stuff too. So I want to get some videos on that, but I don't wear women's shoes. So I'm trying to, maybe I can get my wife to do some of these videos. I don't know, but she's not part of us, but maybe she'll do something if I tell her we need some help.
Right, maybe.
But it's just so funny, though, how you can literally wear a pair of really thin pantyhose that shows your whole foot, and someone will think, oh, your shoes must hurt, so that's okay that your shoes are off. Never mind you went to work in just that, but if you're actually barefoot, the same people get all kinds of offended, even if you had your heels on and you took them off. The fact that you're barefoot with nothing between you and the ground, that's offensive, but you can have on a pair of pantyhose that are like the thinnest ever and everybody will feel bad and say, oh, I see your feet hurt. I'm sorry. I my feet hurt when I wear shoes like that too, even though they don't see you wearing any shoes.
Well, I've had people assume when wearing socks or while wearing, like, some kind of tights or whatever, just assuming, oh, I took my shoes off.
Right.
But some people, they still are like, oh, my God, where are your shoes? It's one or the other. But I can say there are a lot of people that it's like it offends them less. And I think it's just the bareness of feet.
No, it's the social stigma. That's all it is. It's nothing to do with... There's no other science to it. It's that it's just different, and they've been told it was bad. So, yeah, one of the videos, Audrey, that I would love to do that I can't do is some. If you ever see a store that says that has a sign of no bare feet, wear just the thinnest pantyhose you can find, and go in there because you're technically not breaking their rules.
Right. Yeah. That would be something to do. I don't really see no bare feet, but I do see the whole no shirt, no shoes, no service still. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But I always ignore and I just
wait.
Well,
if you saw that sign, that would count. I'm just trying to find something that just shows the perception and the fact that you can have the thinnest possible thing on and then somebody says, well, you're not barefoot. I guess that's okay.
Right. Well, I always want to do that because I have actually these funny little earrings that someone gave me. They thought it was funny. They're flip-flops. That way I can wear, somebody says I'm not wearing shoes, I can just point and be like, actually, I am wearing them. Just not in the context you think I should. Different things. Like I could do little ankle, shoe charms on my ankle bracelets. Like, I'm wearing them on my feet.
Yeah.
So, I think we have
Have a pair of barefoot sandals, you could say, well, you're allowed to wear sandals in here, right?
Yeah. Oh, I've done that one before. Not recorded it, but I've used it before.
Or like at work, how if you wore pantyhose to work instead of socks and you walked around in your pantyhose, that nobody would get offended, but if you obviously you're walking around barefoot, then the same people get mad.
Little things like that,
we have to show the examples.
It's just a matter of, for me, too, the biggest thing is remembering, oh, hey, I could record this situation, this interaction, this, you know, whatever.
And I think it's something that, like, a lot of us don't even think of, because it's just our, when it's, like, your regular life, you don't always think about it.
Yeah.
Either. And then you have to remember, too, that, oh, so many other people are going through this, so many other people are dealing with this. But it can be hard sometimes, too, because it's just, like, those things, it can be kind of, you know, personal sometimes into your everyday life. You don't think about it and how it also can affect other people. And this is a little bit kind of off topic we're talking about, but it's also just barefooting. I like to kind of notice if there's any barefooting in the media, like in movies, not even just like news media, but movies and TV shows. And so the only one I saw this week, actually, though, the past 2 weeks was in Birds of Prey. And before Harley Quinn was barefoot, she was in these roller skates. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously that's the time when, okay, yeah, shoes. You know, you can't roll on your feet normally.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, one of the other characters, because she's on roller skates, it's like, when did she have time to do a shoe change? And in my head, I was thinking, well, if you're barefoot, you always have a lot more time for that. And then the funny thing is, so then there's this crazy scene of her, like, on the back of, like, basically a motorcycle dragging her, like, one of her friends helping her catch up with this car. So she's, like, on the back being dragged on her roller skates, like, sliding, and then, like, she swoops over into the car, whatever. And so there is a big scene, and then afterwards she just pops them off and throws them off, and then she's, like, barefoot for, like, the big main fight scene. And I just thought that was, like, really
On a regular Smell-O-Vision show, and I haven't watched TV in at least a year. But you'll never see people sitting on their own couch even barefoot.
I have about 5 times, and I know I brought it up on the show one day because I was like, oh, my gosh, this character was sitting on her couch barefoot. And because when I do see those things, I always pay attention about it. I always try to bring it up when I can because it's something that we just never see.
Yeah.
Really. Even like you said.
And usually if they do, they the only reason they have it is because they want to have a discussion on it. It's not because they do it just to say, hey, let's be normal.
Well, and in one of the scenes where the mom was sitting on the couch barefoot, she had come home and she had her heels in her hand. So it was kind of like, oh, that's why she had her shoes off. But even most of the time, something and like the female character is barefoot, you only ever see her carrying her heels. Rarely do you ever actually see her sitting barefoot. But in that show, it was like Real Liars or something like that. she was sitting on the couch and you could actually tell she was barefoot. And to me, that was like a big deal because you never even see that.
Right, right.
You know, it's just, oh, she's carrying her shoes, so you assume that she's barefoot. But in most of the situation, it's like, oh, she's wearing heels, she doesn't want to wear them anymore. So like in Birds of Prey, I guess it's kind of the same thing with Harley Quinn, like she didn't want to wear them anymore. But it's different when you're going from wearing roller skates that you're not going to be able to, you know, which she did have a fight scene in.
Right, but you're fighting barefoot.
But she's like running across this abandoned area. And so, yeah, obviously, like, you know, she takes off those shoes because she doesn't want them anymore. But it's very different. It was very interesting that, like, the big final fight scene, she was barefoot. And that's something that you don't usually see at all.
Yeah.
You know what else? For Halloween, mm-hmm. like, they tell you you could dress up in Halloween costumes, but your shoes have to be dress code compliant. Like, if you're wearing an open-toed shoe for a costume and you're not allowed to wear open-toed shoes, they'll still send you home for that.
Really? I can see
like
some
places. Like, I was at a job once, and they kind of bent the rules. We did a Flintstones theme. And they said that the guys can wear flip-flops, but the women, if you wear pantyhose, like clear pantyhose and nothing else, then that's fine. But you can't show up barefoot.
Oh, my God. But, again, I just don't understand that.
Right.
Like, what is this thin layer of that barely even fabric going to protect you from? Nothing. Flip-flops aren't even going to protect you if you step on a nail and it goes right through your shoe. Oh, it's in your foot, buddy, too.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're wearing, like, super mega wedge sandals or, you know.
Platform flip-flops.
Yeah, like, I've seen, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Like, death traps. I mean, flip-flops in general are, like, death traps. But it's like, okay, I've seen it, but... what is that going to protect you from?
I was just nothing. Drove through that window of that auto parts store up the road because they had got their flip-flop got stuck under their pedal.
Yeah. And but even in the scene that I was talking about, like, she wasn't fully barefoot. She had, like, these little socks on, but it makes sense if she was wearing roller skates.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I didn't have too much critique on it. But watching that last night, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to bring this up on the show.
Yeah.
And there was actually one of my friends posted this meme, and but it was talking about God gave me four hands, talking about your hands and your feet. I'm going to use all of them.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so funny because I'm like, but those are the biggest, like, barefooting things I've seen through some form of media. But I think it's nice to talk about the things outside of what we usually see on the news, where it's like barefoot man in Florida committed horrible crime. You know,
like, why do we have to enunciate the barefoot part?
Well,
it's just the
too,
Florida
it's
man.
It's just always, but the other thing too is most of the time too, it'll be in areas where this coastal regions anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, okay, but like, and most people I know that live in coastal regions.
I showed
regions,
you
like,
here,
yeah.
Audrey, last year, there was an article out of LA that said shirtless man gets arrested barefoot.
Okay. Oh.
And then you see in the fourth paragraph, it's that he was wanted for domestic violence.
Right. You can do that with or without shoes, buddy. It has
nothing to do with your bare feet.
Yeah, this dude that stole something, he was wearing a tie. Like, so what?
And so I definitely try to, like, pay attention to, like, media and shows and see how it comes up to kind of find context outside of that, like, oh, there's wrongness. And there was actually a villain character in a show I watched in middle school, and, like, I'll rewatch every now and then because, like, nostalgia, where she was barefoot, but she was a full-time barefooter. And that, and even when she, in scenes when she pretended to be a nurse at a hospital, she was still barefoot the entire time. So that is why I didn't really have a problem with her being portrayed as a villain, because it was one of those, like, supernatural, like, shows, and it's definitely cheesy. It's such a middle school girl thing, but they were werewolves, and so she was only, like, the evil alphas, and so she had claws, like, on her toenails and her fingernails. And so I did like that her feet were well kept. So they were painted. They looked nice. It wasn't like, oh, she's dirty. But it was the first time I've ever seen a full-time barefooting character.
Yeah.
And so, but the fact that, like, her barefootedness is a part of, like, her animal-like fighting style. Because, you know, like, she's a werewolf, whatever. So it was the way that it was so incorporated into her, like, combat techniques or whatever you want to call it, as well as just her everyday thing is something that made me respect it. You know, even though she was presented as a villain, it was the fact that she was a full-time barefooter. They didn't make her feet look disgusting, and that it was, like, a key integral part to her character that I liked. And they didn't make a big deal about that she was barefoot. They didn't have conversations on it. They didn't discuss it. Nobody cared.
Right,
and that's what really made me like that, because it's better representation.
And she was, that's just who she is.
Well, and she was actually a very complex villain where, you know, you find out that she has a really big heart, and she was just doing the things that she was convinced doing, she thought was right for her and her quote-unquote family. And so it's like, it wasn't like, oh, she's evil, we're done with her, she's a barefoot evil person. You know, they wrote a full-time barefoot character who was still a complex character.
I know we got just a couple minutes left here, but Audrey, I want to see if I can get with you. I have to do some things around the house here. I don't know if you're around tonight or tomorrow, if you want to call me later or tomorrow about some video ideas. But we do have a bunch of new members in your area. I think I sent you some instant messages on that. I would love to see a few people that might get involved locally to just do some quick videos with you. And I want to try and do the same thing so we can make some reels or whatever they're called on Instagram. I think the same thing. But if that's how we're going to get paid and we're just doing these little clips, I think it's important for us to make as many of these as possible and just try to get visuals for people. And we just have to be consistent.
Okay.
So that's going to be our new thing, I think, going forward, because if that's the way we're going to get paid, because if your area is making money, then obviously we get to kick you back some money and we'll be able to do things in your area. So that's been the mission here. I told you from day one when I brought up finances before. We're making money in the general sense, but it's not localized in any specific place. So it goes to our health fair fund.
Right. No, I got you. Yeah, I'll see what I can get going and figure out as far as all that goes too around here.
Okay.
So that way.
Yeah, just post in the group, I guess, just trying to find more people in your area and somebody will reach out.
Yeah. All right, I just got our little 90-second warning also,
All right, so I'll be on weeknights, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, the Proof Negative show, and I'll yield my time. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Yep, good having you. This is Audrey and Phoenix. We are the hosts for Barefoot is Legal Radio. Us every week. You can find us on Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal. Audrey is the admin for that. You can find us on Facebook as a Facebook group and a business page at Barefoot is Legal. And you can find us at barefootislegal.org. And you can go there to see about joining the VIB membership. But yes, this was
Real Barefoot is Legal 2 or Barefoot is Legal 2 on TikTok.
Yes. But yeah, you can run a quick Google search and you'll find us under Barefoot is Legal Radio. But this was Audrey at Oddball K and Phoenix at The Venetian Phoenix. It was great having you guys listening. Hope you enjoyed our conversation. Keep living your best barefoot lifestyle.
Yeah, and we will be kind. Help when you can. Don't be a jerk. We will see you here next week.